We had a comment, it's been about a month, but it's a really interesting question, Jeff. Mm-hmm. I thought we'd talk about it for a minute if you want to. All right, so here is a question that was submitted through our channel.
Guys, Chris Work here, Prophet Dig. Hope everyone is doing well. Got Jerry Work here, Jeff Spencer, my comrades from ProphetDig.com. It's good to see all of you.
Hello.
All right. Yeah. Yep.
Said hello back.
put your device away.
Yeah.
God dang, that's unprofessional. Cut some slack now.
But I could have been all around. I could have been a Prophet Dig customer and didn't need a little help. So
it could have been. It could have been. Well, you know. No, I didn't.
I'm tired. Yeah, we'll get with you shortly. Yeah.
All right. Well, Jeff. You know, sometimes we get behind on responding to comments on our YouTube videos, which we love.
We do.
Man, we love it when you guys, especially when you ask us questions.
Yes. Any kind of feedback,
Something you want to know, ask, and we will do our best to give you an honest answer. So we had a comment, it's been about a month, but it's a really interesting question, Jeff. Mm-hmm. I thought we'd talk about it for a minute if you want to. All right, so here is a question that was submitted through our channel. It says, I don't understand why the architects and engineers never suffer the consequences of change orders. What will happen if there was an error during permitting and during construction, the contractor needs to change the scope, sum, and time? In other words, the city and the architect did not notice a mistake in the drawing and then it was built. How does that affect the GMP?
And that's a very, very good question. I mean, it's, well, you know, from past videos and stuff we've done, you know, I've told y'all in the past, since they start doing GMPs, which a lot of y'all that may not be familiar or ever bid on a GMP job, GMP stands for Guaranteed Maximum Price. So when you bid a GMP project, your GC that you may be bidding with has put together a group of subs he's getting prices from. So you get the 80-90% drawings that you bid on, and these are our contract drawings. You know, when they get 80% plus, you know, you can go to contract with these drawings. Anyway, so you got these drawings, and what the customer's talking about, you know, or the comment is, you know, who is liable in a GMP? Because you've already given the guaranteed maximum price. If something changes or something is not right, why? If most of the time it's an error or a mistake that was made by the architects or engineers. So that's a very valid question, very good question. That's one reason it's very important to qualify your bid. Give as much detail about the scope of work you're bidding on. Always give the last date of the revised drawings that you may bid on. Give the date of them, the page numbers you bid off of. Try to give as much detail on everything you do to prepare this bid to the best of your ability. The more information you have, the more you protect yourself. So when this GC is locked in a GMP, you're locked in as well to the price you gave them. So they're expecting you to do your whole scope of work without asking for a change order, asking for more money. And in a theoretic type scenario, you know, that should work, but it doesn't always work. Just like this person here said, you know, there's always changes that happen, or the architects or engineers miss stuff. Mm-hmm. One reason is because they weren't prepared. You know, they're being pushed to get these drawings out by a certain date.
I was saying, yeah, they're under a deadline too.
Yeah, they're under a deadline too. You know, they're doing the best they can, but there again, they should suffer some responsibilities, but it's never that way. Yep. They get paid a lump sum amount to prepare these drawings, and then for the duration of the job, they get a percentage draw the whole time that job's going on. So, you know, they really are not out of pocket any liability. So it's kind of sucks in a way, to tell you the truth, because it's all passed on to the owner. And that brings me to the next part. The owner does this, which they may not know it, but in a GMP, they're going to pay a higher rate of construction because your GC, every sub that has been to that GC that's ever dealt with a GMP, they've locked in a percentage amount for the hiccups, you know, what was missed, the unforeseen.
Because they assume it's coming in.
Yeah, because, you know, they know that their change orders are going to be few and far between, if any. So when they're doing a GMP job, they are elevating the cost by an X amount of percent. And then you as a sub turn this into the GC, and then he in turn elevates your price by X amount of percent to cover for any unforeseens.
Right.
And then plus they've got their markup on that. So it's getting elevated three times before it gets to the owner. So the owner is probably paying three to four times more in a GMP than what they would if they just got three consecutive bids.
So it's kind of like an insurance policy. They're willing to pay way more just to make sure it doesn't exceed.
Well, and you know, the contractors and stuff, that you know, the GCs, that they like the GMP work because they make good money at it. And so what they do is like they go in, they've got a sales pitch. Now, you're still bidding, but it's not a public bid. You know, it's a private bid. So with them going in, sitting down with their entity that they're bidding to, they're telling them, you know, like, hey, this is what we think is going to cost. We're going to guarantee not to go above this amount. But if we come in, you know, just say they come in $100,000 under, some GCs are going to say, we're going to give you 50%, we're going to keep 50%. Some GCs are going to say, we're going to keep 40%, we're going to give you 60%. And this is where the entity that you're bidding to, that's where they decide, like, you know, well, they're going to give me more money back, you know, I'm going to try to go with them. Because that's just their grasp on things, like, you know, hey, this is our way in, you know, we're going to give back a little offer, a little more money back, you know, to be able to get this job. You know, one GC may, you know, offer more than what the other two do or other three do.
Which sounds dangerous.
Well, in a way it is. But there again, you know, going back to the question that was asked, in your question, you know, about how dangerous it is, you know, it's very dangerous because it can very well go to the full GMP that was given, and then the entity that you bid to doesn't get anything back.
Yeah.
But you've got everything elevated so much in price, you're already making a mint. And then if you come in at a little bit less, you've still made a mint, and then this is a bonus for you.
Okay.
You know, you're getting,
that's true. Yeah.
You're getting, you may have, you know, 60% profit in this job.
Right.
And then you're getting another, you know, $50,000 on top of that.
To boot, yeah.
To boot.
So as a contractor on this type of job, you need to bid to account for things that are going to happen, and you need to qualify your bid.
Yes, right? Qualify your bid.
Yeah, that's kind of
what you're doing that anyway. Right. Hopefully, on every bid.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But you know, you want to give as much or more detail as you can on a GMP because there's going to, like this person said, there's going to be stuff that is missed by the architect or by the engineer. Yeah. There's going to be stuff that is missed even by the owner. You know, the owner may say, you know, I decide I want to do this, this, or this. Mm-hmm. But anything that changes in your scope of work that was not on the drawings that you bid on, then you are 100% should be able to get a change order because you have done your due diligence. You have put this job into the best of your ability based on a price that you gave based off the drawings that you were given to price at that time. Now, here we are. We've got some changes, some stuff. You know, the city wants to see this. You know, the engineer, architect's like, you know, well, we want to see this happen. You know, we missed it. Well, that's not your fault. You bid off the drawing, so I'm going to present you with a change order. I'm not going to charge you any more for the work that I bid on. But for this work that wasn't on the drawings, I need to get reimbursed for.
So in that case, that's kind of outside the GMP.
Yeah. It is. Right. You know, you've got a GMP, but also in that GMP, they've got your GC has set up a contingency pool. You've got a pool of money out here that's sitting for instances like this. Now, and what they do is, like, you know, just say this is a courthouse that they're building, for instance, or a school that they're doing for the county. All right. They look at previous projects they've done with GMPs, and that's what they kind of base it off of. You know, it's like, well, this is what everything total, start to finish, worked out per square foot. Well, materials and stuff and everything's went up, you know, 20% since I've done this one. So we're going to add 20% to that. So that gives them a good baseline of where they should come in. And so now we're going to use that baseline. Last job we went over like 25% or 30% in change orders. So we're going to take this lump sum of money and we're going to add another 25-30% to it for change orders. If we don't use it, then we'll keep 50% and give 50% back to the county or the city, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of loopholes in a GMP, and the entity you're bidding to, whether it's county, city, individual, whatever it may be, they like the thought of, like, hey, I know from start to finish this is all this project going to cost me.
Yeah.
And so they're willing to pay more, and they may not realize they're paying more, but they're going to pay more for that sense of, you know, no change orders, where in realistic times, you know, in measures, if they would have went with three bidders and wrote a handful of change orders, they still probably would have come out cheaper in the long run.
Probably. And over time, after job, after job, after job, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but they're looking at this instance and their profit margin on this job, and that's all they're concerned with
right.
At the time. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
guys, that was kind of lengthy, but...
Question answered.
Question answered.
Yeah. To the best of our ability.
To the best of our ability. That's all we can do. That's all anyone can do. That's right.
All right.
Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
Jared?
Thanks for the questions. Please continue to respond and question and give feedback on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook, on our Profit Dig channel, anything.
Twitter, everywhere you see us, yeah.
And feel free to check out ProfitDig.com if you are in need of a easy-to-use, low-cost bidding and costing solution.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll see you there.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
See y'all.